Bart Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
With our familiar march, my baby's going home, we start another Bob and Ray show, and we end another week, huh?
That's right. And we'll be ending daylight time in this part of the country anyway, this coming Sunday.
Hey, yeah.
Get that hour back we lost back last April, April, I think.
Well, we don't have to go through all that business about whether you turn the clock back or so. We get the hour back.
That's right. So you move your clock back.
And
well, don't do it now, folks. Wait. You've got a couple of days.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, something to think about.
And something we look forward to every Friday.
Hey, right, buddy?
Natalie Attire.
Good to see you up and around, Bob. You too, all right. Ray. Hello, gang.
Remember I said Ray would be better as of yesterday, and he was.
Yes, I noticed. He sounds a lot better. Wonderful.
This is College Song Say evening, and I hope you have one that...
Well, we had a difficult decision. We had so many entries, but we finally settled for the Providence College fight song.
The Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Right?
Where else is it?
Well, I don't know. I thought there might be some other ones.
Oh, word.
Eddie's all set. Does he know the arrangement this week?
Yes, Eddie's ready to fly at it. We want to thank all those wonderful students up there.
Okay.
At Providence. So here it is. Okay, take it. Our baddest bright are everywhere. The shouts of PC fill the air. In every game, our boys just fight the PC's name. So let us help them in the fray. For Providence must win today. And for our alma mater sing, let this cry of victory ring. Oh, here they come in all their splendor, bearers of the black and white. And when they've won, to them we'll render songs and cheers for their glorious fight, fight, fight. Oh, Providence, fair Providence, victory's sun today you'll see. May your sons march with banners ever high on the road to victory. Rah, rah, rah.
Providence College fight song,
Eddie,
as said by Natalie Attire. I don't think he did you?
No, I didn't drop it.
Sounded like you dropped it.
Oh, I almost dropped.
Well.
But I have,
oh, I
have
asked
my hand
you to do,
on all the time.
All I asked you to do is to play the drum.
No, I dropped
oh,
it.
My
I really
word.
Dropped it that time.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Natalie Attire, very good. And we'll look forward to another college song next week.
Okay, buddy. Bob Elliott, really. And now, here's a message.
Higginbotham here. We will now commence our lesson in stereophonic reproduction. Listen to the call of the spotted bill snicker on ordinary stereo. Now then, on a Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph. Obvious difference, what? The Columbia stereophonic system really causes all others to blush. For it is not composed of just a few separated speakers. Columbia is the originator and exclusive purveyor of stereo projection. Only Columbia fills every inch of a room with real, lifelike sound. Now, when I was birdwatching with the Duchess of... But let that pass. You simply must hear the Stereo 1 phonograph by Columbia. Ask your Columbia phonograph dealer for a demonstration. And, chaps, portables are priced as low as $39.95. Consoles commence at $129.95. Blast that bird.
As a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode is taken from Book V, Chapter IX, pages 1, 2, 3, and the top of page 17. Today's episode entitled Putting Up the Storm Windows. We look in on the family now as they're standing just inside the rear entry.
Fanny, where is the stepladder? Do you know?
Father speak, and the old lady comes into the kitchen.
Last time I saw it, it was in the
says,
kitchen.
What did you call me?
Yes, wondering.
The old...
All right, announcer, we're into the scripted portion of the program.
I'm sorry.
Goodness sakes.
What you doing, putting up the storm windows?
Wait a minute, I've lost my place.
That announcer...
That announcer throws me off more time.
Oh, tell it to the Marines.
Because you're the...
I'll tell it to T. Wilson Messick.
Well, he's the producer's son. You can't talk to
what?
The producer. He's the producer's son, the announcer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Guess you didn't know I was Nelson Messick.
Well, can we go ahead with the scripted material now?
All right. What are you doing there, Pop? Putting up the storm window?
Does your script say Pop? You've never called me that in all the years we've been on with this program.
My father decided to change the tenor. Incidentally...
He's trying to bring it up to date. Is that it, young whippersnapper?
That's right. Yeah. He meant to speak to you before you went on the air.
I don't believe that...
Come on, Daddy-O, let's swing. Did you break a window? Is that what I heard?
Ma, it's like it's time to put the storm windows on, kid.
Man!
No, I can't read this.
Let's do it. We'll have a swing in time. I love to see you working around like this, man. You're in orbit.
Like I haven't climbed a stepladder for a year now. I don't know as I'm still young enough.
Man, you're like a gas. I mean, this is real.
Well, let me get on the stepladder. Watch me come on.
Oh, what a large scene that is.
Now we're having a ball.
Man, you're fogging it. It's great. I mean, really.
Hand me that hammer.
Boy, you can't hit what you can't see.
Hand me the hammer, Fanny.
There you are. It sure is fun putting up the store windows.
Look out.
Look out.
Confounded nonsense I've ever read on the radio.
Clam up, Gaffer. You have been listening to One Fella's Family. Brought to you as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode...
Lose your place, announcer?
You're going to go home with a fat lip, buddy. Today's episode, entitled Putting Up the Storm Windows, is taken from Book V, Chapter IX. Pages 1, 2, 3, and the top of page 17.
17, indeed.
One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messy. Nelson Messy speaking. This is a Messy production.
And now, a message from the watchmakers of Switzerland.
Swiss vacation! Swiss vacation!
Win a fabulous vacation for two in beautiful Switzerland. Enter the Swiss Vacation Contest. It's easy. Nothing to buy. Pick up a free entry blank at a jewelry store or other store that sells quality watches. Then in 25 words or less, complete this statement. A quality watch is the best value because there are 1,000 prizes.
First prize, a 21-day vacation for two in Switzerland. You fly deluxe Swiss Air both ways. Visit many colorful places. All expenses paid for two people, plus $500 extra spending money.
Second, third, and fourth prizes. 15-day Swiss vacations for two.
Also, 4 Meek stoles,
8 Bolex movie cameras and projectors,
12 Hermes typewriters,
160 $100 watches,
812 gala assortments of Tobler Swiss chocolates.
Enter the Swiss vacation contest today. Free entry blanks at your jewelry store.
This is Biff Burns in the sports room greeting you with another edition of the latest in sports. And our special guest today is one of the grand old men of football, the coach at ICU, Indiana Collegiate University, Mike Lucky Smolin. Coach Smolin, it's a pleasure to have you here before our sports microphone.
Well, Biff, it's always a pleasure to appear on your microphone and to answer any questions that you may want to ask me. Mike Smolin.
We want to fire away a few questions at you, Mike, in particular. We want to find out about this new formation you've developed and to find out just how it's gone in the games you've played so far this season.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Can you tell us about your new formation?
Oh, yeah, well, we got this new Donald formation where we don't go in a no huddle. I suppose you probably read about it, Beth.
Well, we've read rather conflicting reports about it. At first, it was compared somewhat with the Lonesome End, but I understand lately that it has nothing to do with that sort of...
No, it's not been compared to that lately because they're all lonesome. By that, I mean there's no huddle and they kind of doll around and... what I had figured out, I thought, was to on a number, a certain number, the ball would be snapped.
Just kind of confuse the other team, is that right?
No.
Well, go ahead.
And on a number, the ball should have been snapped, and we'd catch the other team off guard. So
kind of confuse them.
No.
Uh-huh. Well, what happened in the two games you've used it in so far?
Well, of course, we've met with disastrous results. This is probably the worst year we've had so far.
And it worked out that your team ended up more confused than the other, judging by the score.
No. But what happened was this. We got walloped, you know.
Well, we've seen the records of that. Are you going to continue to use it, or have you decided to scrap it?
Well, we got to go through with it for the game tomorrow. After that, I think we'll go back to a tight single wing, you know?
Are you going to be out there at the hot dog concession as you have
That's
been
right.
in all the other games?
That's right. I want to invite everyone to come out and eat as many hot dogs and soft drinks as they want. Have a good time at the game.
Well, we certainly wish you a lot of luck. And do you have any advice for any of the kids tuned in?
Well, I'd say any kid who wants to dawdle around like this is to get a football and kind of hang around and don't go into a huddle. Stand around outside a huddle, but hold the football. Know the football.
Well, there you have it, sports fans. Our interview with Coach Lucky Smolin of ICU, Indiana Collegiate University, and a description of his new dawdle formation. Till next time, this is Biff Burns saying, until next time, this is Biff Burns saying, so long.
Are we up to you?
Here's Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Who feels like acting with a miserable cold? I relieve cold distress the fast way with four-way cold tablets.
Yes, tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Amazing four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains and headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When a cold strikes, do what I do. Take four-way cold tablets. It's the fast way to relieve nasty cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, Ray.
Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes. Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting your hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch. Embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Thank you very much,
boy.
Ray.
Oh, boy. Boy, I mean, that would really in orbit, right?
Yeah, and we don't have very much time left today. We can't go into our fictitious studio audience.
How do you like our new theme, Bob? Call My Baby's Coming Home, written by Sherman Feller, dear old friend of ours.
Very good reaction. All the folks over at the Bonanza Hotel here in New York seem to think it's great.
Wonderful. Well, friends, we're going to have a special Latin phrase for you in just 10 seconds.
Here's that special Latin phrase you've been waiting for, cave canem, which means beware of the dog.
So have a nice weekend, everybody. And until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.